As the music might suggest, we just watched Titanic. Almost everyone has heard about what happened over 100 years ago. But here is a little recap. On April 10, 1912, the Titanic started its maiden voyage in Southampton, England. The plan was to arrive in New York a week later. But unfortunately, the Titanic, which was considered unsinkable, hit an iceberg at 11:40 p.m. on April 14th and sank only 2 hours and 40 minutes later. Now, I'm here with my friend Anna, who has quite some knowledge about the sinking of the Titanic. Am I right?
Hello. Yes, I have.
But have you also heard about the Titanic too?
What? No.
It is supposed to set sails in 2022 and it is built as an almost exact replica of the original Titanic.
Don't you think it's strange going on board a ship that looks exactly like the one that sank in 1912? What about all the security deficits? The lifeboats, to name the most important.
Oh, those have of course been updated to our nowadays standards. Don't worry, in the unlikely case of the Titanic 2 sinking, everyone would have a spot on one of the lifeboats.
Okay, that's something. But what about the environment? Those big chimneys polluting the air with coal exhaust are not really environmentally friendly.
They are just decorations on the new Titanic. It is going to be fueled with diesel, not coal. Diesel might not really sound eco-friendly either, but it is the eco-friendliest option for ships at the moment. Everything on the Titanic 2 is built with up-to-date standards. In fact, the Titanic 2 will be welded and not riveted like the original. The Titanic 2 only looks like the Titanic.
Which is gruesome in itself. Think about the survivors and all the people who died on board. Over 1,500 of the 2,400 people on board died. That is more than 60%. It's not a nice way to keep their memory.
Why should there be a problem? It is a different ship. Some of the family members of Titanic passengers are even taking part in the project.
There are so many terrible stories about that night. One of the survivors, Ruth Elizabeth Becker, she was 12 when it all happened, found it all so terrifying that it took her years to talk about it. Her own children and grandchildren did not know that she was on board until the sinking of the Titanic was a topic in her grandchildren's school. That's when she finally told them. The memories were haunting her whole life. After she died in 1990, her ashes were even scattered over the wreck. I doubt that she would like the idea of a new Titanic. Who even had the idea to build a new Titanic?
Well, people have been trying to build a fully functioning Titanic 2 for decades. Especially after James Cameron's film that was released in 1997, which inspired us to do this podcast. This time, the ship is being built by CSC Jinling in China. And Blue Star Line is the owner of the project, which is kind of funny because the original Titanic was owned by a company called White Star Line.
Despite all the differences, these two ships seem to have a lot in common.
Let's just hope the Titanic 2 doesn't hit an iceberg.
If there even are icebergs left in 2022.